Okay, today's Daf Chav Tes. We're actually on Daf Chav Tes, which is before five lines from the top. Still dealing more with what's the word? The different medicines, the different refuahs. Very, very esoteric. We don't understand it. Some it doesn't work today. Some hold you're not even allowed to do it today, even if you wanted to. What? Homeopathic? Mm-hmm. Some people say that if you get on Shabbos, this Gemara is there just to let you know that they knew everything. It wasn't just Torah, they knew science, they knew everything. Here we go. Son of Rabbanan. Hamak is dam. If somebody lets blood, lo yachal chagvash, shouldn't eat chagvash. What's chagvash? It's abbreviation. So, chet, gimel, beit, chin. Lo chalav, not milk, lo gvina, or cheese, lo betalim, or onions. Others have a gear to beit and eggs. Lo shechalim, not cress. Some kind of bread. Imachal, what if you ate it? Amrabaya, nicely revias of the chal of revias of the chamra, bring a revias of vinegar and revias of wine, vinahu bahad yadagi, and mix them together, vinishti and drink it, chimafana, and when you go to the bathroom, lomafana el mizracha shalir, you should only go to the bathroom in the eastern side of the city, vishon de kashareha, because it smells terrible. When you go to the bathroom, it smells bad. Of course, the eastern side of the city helps, because it's the least windiest side of the city. The ruach mizracha is the least. The weakest. So you're gonna inconvenience people to leave. Okay. And what to say about that? Amr Meshuvah and Levi. Malin Unkali B'Shabbat. You can reset in Unkali on Shabbat. Why? Because it's a kind of nefashah. My Unkali, what is that? Amr Rabbi Abba is Stumcha Deliba. It's some kind of valve in the heart. Rashi has two pshatim. He says he likes the second pshat better. I don't say either one. One said, he says, Dofne Basar, Shitachat Halev, some kind of flank of meat under the heart. Then he says, Lishna Achwina, it's a Tanuch Shekineget Halev, it's some kind of pipe near the heart. Either way, it's something to do with the heart. Somehow, I don't know how, somehow it gets dislodged and you can reinsert it or move it back into place on Shabbat. You're allowed to do that. Why? It's a kind of nefasha. Maya Susa, what's the remedy for this? Someone has this condition, so maisi kumna, he should bring cumin. Cumin, I believe, are, what's cumin? Some kind of spice, right? Curvia, a handful. Vininya, Rashi, what? Rashi says mint. See Rashi? Mint. Mint. The agdana, some kind of grass, bitter grass. Did it also sound like it? Okay. Avadata. It's also some kind of azov, grass. Right? Now, maliba, if it's a heart condition, then bechamra. You mix all that in with wine. The simana, the simen is, the simen is, one second. And the simen is, yayin yisamach levav enosh. Right? The heart and the wine are mentioned together. The rucha, if it's some kind of bad spirit that you have this condition, the maya, then you should drink it, mix it with water. It's the imanach, the simen is, ruach alakim rechefet alfanei amaya. So you have ruach and maya in the same part, that's just the simen. Lakuda, if it's help with a woman having pain during childbirth, then v'shichma with beer. It's the imanach, and the simen is, the kado al shichma. Kado is the Aramaic word for childbirth, and shichma means shoulder, has nothing to do with beer. But Rashi says, two letters are the same. Sheikhar and Sheikhma have both of a shin and a chav. So it'll remind you maybe in your head. I don't know, maybe. Yeah, they always. What? Right. Rabacha Bered the Rabba, Shachle Lakula Bahadi Adadi. He mixed all things together for Shachle. Drank it. Mole Chalash, Mole Chamesh Adbite, five fingers full. Bashash the lady drank it. Rabashi Shachit Kolchad Bachad Lakhudei. Ravashi would put each one in separately, the shakal malay at spi robusi, malay at spi sedizutrasi. They would take like a pinch, a big pinch or a small pinch as needed. Amar papi, amar papa, amar abdi lakuluhani, below it died. I did all this, and nothing worked for me. Ah, the amalay hutaya, certain Arab told me, I see kuza dechadata, bring a small kli, umalia maya, fill it with water. Varbe tarvada de dovsha, and put in a spoonful of honey, tolila be kofve, that stayed out under the stars. Ulamachar ishti, and then you'll be healed. Of the hachi vitzai, I did that and it worked. Okay? Next. Tan Rabbanan. Shisha dvarim, lots of ten on the base there. We're getting extreme halacha lamaisa gemara the next few days. Which is why I don't want to rush it. But very, very halacha lamaisa. Tan Rabbanan. Shisha dvarim, all about yayanetta, wine, vinegar, very interesting. Tan Rabbanan. Shisha dvarim rapinus achole. Six things heal a chole. Michalyav from his sickness. Rafa Osan Rafua, and it really gives you a good Rafua. Be'eluhain, here they are. Krov, cabbage, tardin, beets, mesisim, what's mesisim? Some kind of, what is mesisim? Pennyroyal, good. Yavisha, what's Yavisha? Oh, dried pennyroyal. The kevas is a womb. The moor, heres is a womb. Heres is a womb, the aseres are kaved, and the diaphragm, right. Some say also av dagim kitanim. Well, not only that, elish dagim kitanim merafin mafrid umarbin kol gufos adam. It makes your whole body fruitful, right? Sar devar machzir nesachol lechol yav. 10 things make a guy sick. Lechol yav kasha. It makes the sickness even worse. Elohim, here they are. Hochel basar char basar meat. Shar shuman. No, hochel basar shar shuman fat. Basar tully, roasted meat, basar tziprin, corn. What is that? Oh, bird meat, beta, tuluya, roasted egg, shechalim, cress, vitaglachas, taking a shave, umerchat, or a bath, ugvina, or cheese, vikaved, or liver, v'yesh omrim afagozim, others say nut, v'yesh omrim afkishun. Some say also melon or cucumber. Sometimes they vary bishmal, lamanek, bishmal, kishu, why they call kishuin. If they say kashin, lechal gufa, shal adam, they're like hard like a person, to a person, kecharava, like a sword. Okay. Now, the Mishnah said, if you're allowed to take a haircut with a goat. Right? So Meir said you're never allowed to. The Chacham said you're allowed to if it's in public. Why? Because the goat's not going to do anything. We're free, publicly. But in private, you're not allowed. So, the aid mistraf man, we call makam. Tana Rabbanan. Yisrael ha-mistafer mi-ovid kochav. If a Jew went to a goy to take a haircut, roe b'mare, he should set up a mirror. Look in the mirror. V'ovid kochav ha-mistafer, now, v'ovid kochav ha-mistafer mi-Yisrael, if the Jew is the barber, and the goy is taking a haircut by the Jew, then kivin shehi lebruliyoso, once he reaches to the fancy goyish, a fancy famous haircut, show me that he has to stop. Why? Because he can't participate in some kind of ritual, and if he cuts the hair in a certain ritualistic way, he's really being helping up with a zara, can't do that. Okay? Now, that's the easy part. The hard part is the first part. Amar Mar, we said, Yisrael ha-mistaper v'yobachavim, a Jew is taking a haircut by a goy, he should utilize a mirror. Says the Gemara, Rob Amar Hechi Dami. What's that mirror going to help? Eber Shos Harabim Lamali Mara. You don't need a mirror in Shos Harabim. Right? Shos Harabim, we said, the Chacham held, you don't need a mirror. Eber Shos Yachid, Ki Roa Mahavili. Mahavi. And if you're Shos Yachid, what's the mirror helping? What's it helping? Says the Gemara like this. Olam Rishos Yachin. Really? It's Rishos Yachin. What do we need a mirror for? Here's the shot. Kivan the Ikka Mare. He's walking with a mirror. Mechzik Adam Chashur. It looks like you're a big shot. So the barber's about to kill this Jew. He must be a big shot. He comes over with a mirror and wants to make sure he looks good. Right? If I touch him, they're going to find out about it. If it was him, I'll leave alone. That's what the mirror is. Okay? So Tosfos asked the following question. Look at the third Tosfos. Okay? Tanya b'Tosefta, Perek Gimel, Tosefta says, Ubi Yerushalmi, b'Pirkin, in our Perek, Yisrael ha-mestaper mi-ovi kochavim, when a Jew takes a haircut by a goy, roa b'mara, you look in a mirror. Minakusi ain't roa b'mara. But if you're taking a haircut by a kusi, you don't need a mirror. Why? Because kusim are choshes that can kill you. They're not going to do that to you. Pirish, who's the man on murder? Who's kosher on murder? The goyim. To bring a mirror. Why bring a mirror? Again, you bring a mirror to make yourself look like a fancy person. Now, hitiru shall base Rabbi Gamliel. They permitted Rabbi Gamliel. Shiyurom b'mara. Pirish. Asmin akusi. Even from akusi, he's not going to kill you. You can still use the mirror. Why? They needed to have a mirror because they appeared in front of the malchus. So they have to look normal. They have to groom themselves. Mashma she'aser l'ish liros b'mara. Otherwise, you have no right to look in a mirror. Why not? Venera, kiata mishum lo yilbash geber simlas isha. A man can't wear a woman's clothes. How is looking in a mirror wearing women's clothes? Not. However, the Targum Uncle says on that public, which talks about the Tar game, lo yiskan gvar b'tikuna itza. Don't fix up yourself the way women fix up themselves. Which greatly expands what it means not to wear women's clothing. Right? Can't put on stockings because women wear stockings. So men shouldn't wear a skirt. And what? Exactly. Or even looking in a mirror. Why? As the women do. Tell us, wait a minute. Oh, did not prepare a shoel. In Rome, Barav Shabbos. The Gemara there says in Shabbos. You're not allowed to look in a mirror in Shabbos. On Shabbos, why not? Umafarish, big Gemara, but Marish, Almatechet, it's a mirror. Why? Because you're going to see the hair that is wild, you know, it's not groomed. And on Shabbos, you might come to fix your hair, your beard, whatever it is, and you might pull a hair out. So on Shabbos, don't look in the mirror. Mashma, dafka b'Shabbos. Habachol shari. So what's going on? Tulsa's answer, Hasam b'isha ayri. Now that's talking about a woman. A woman who's allowed to look in a mirror, but not on Shabbos. Why? Because you'll see a hair out of place. So must be talking about a single girl. Because the married woman's wearing a shape, but whatever. I'm not getting into that. But a single, talking about a woman. Why? Because a woman's allowed to. On Shabbos, she should be careful. Why? Because she might pull a hair out. But a man? Ah, of course, a man's never looked in a mirror. Doesn't make a difference if a Shabbos or if it's a weekday. It means a man. It doesn't mean that. And then he says the Yerushalmi says black and white. They were talking about a woman. So she'll see a black hair with a white hair. She'll want to remove the hair. So she wanted herself to look good. So the Yerushalmi says, but that's what we're talking about, a woman. Then Tosafot says three things they allowed Rebbe to do. One of them was to look in mirrors. One of them was to take a certain kind of haircut. And the third one was to learn Greek literature, because they have to know what to have. They have to be able to carry on conversation in the Senate. So those are the three things. And then the very, very bottom, it's where it says Umihu. That's about 12 lines from the bottom. Umihu. Eino Osir. It's not Osir. Ki'im lahasnaos de'avar. Ki'im lahasnaos. It's only Osir if you want to make yourself look beautiful. De'avar mishum lo yilbash gever. That's the problem. Aval stop there. Take your haircut. Legalech, take your sheet. Lirat b'mare, so you chabu ba'atmo. Shouldn't hurt yourself. Oh, mishum michush einayim. You have an eye ache. I'm going to go look, what's wrong with my eye? I'm going to go look in the mirror, see what's wrong with it. Vaday mutter ubochen libos hu yodea. Certainly it's mutter, and the one who knows your heart knows why you're looking in the mirror. Is it because you have an eye ache, or because you want to make yourself look pretty? Well, halacha l'maisa. Every certain person says that. Halacha l'maisa. Also, let's stop every other kachav in Elim Kain Roe, Vafil Bushas Rabim, Vitikar Marav Chan. Oh, we're going to have a Gemara like this. You know, let's go back to the Gemara. We're back in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Havim Mestafer, Me'ovi Kochavim, I'm on the second white line, Bishvili de Nahar Da, he was in some by road in Nahar Da, Amalei, Chana, so the barber says to Rav Chana, the barber, the guy, he says like this, Chana, Yoi Ka'ach Luzuga, my razor would look great in your neck. That's what he tells him. In other words, I'd love to kill you. Amar, so Rav Chana said, Tasty lead the Avyad Rav Meir. I deserve it. You know why? because they didn't listen to Rav Meir. Rav Meir said it's also. The Gemara says, wait a minute. But the Rabbanan lo other. But the Rabbanan also said it's also Rav Shasa Yafim. Why do you only violate Rav Meir? He goes, no, aim with Amar Rabbanan Rav Shasa Rabbim. They only said it in Rav Shasa Rabbim. Then it's mutter. For Rav Shasa Yachid mi Amar, who's Amar? Shmuel ibn Hadai, give it to Shasa Rabbim, Rav Shasa Rabbim, Davi. He thought that the byway of Nahardai was enough of a Rav Shasa Yachid. It was enough of a Rav Shasa Rabbim. That's why he only mentioned Rav Meir. And the guy said that. So that's what Tosfos says. Back to the Tosfos. Halach halamaisa. The asur l'staf mevelcham el im kain roeh. Once you have a mirror. Tafilu v'rushas harabim. Mitzikah amr of Chana teisi lida b'yad Rav Meir. Since Rav Chana said, I deserve it because I didn't listen to Rav Meir. B'davka b'tar. The shkiach b'hazeka. B'kal. Listen to this. Avol misfarayim. But with scissors. Lo shkiach. B'hu hazeka. It's not a problem. Shari im yesh imo acher. It's mutter if you have another person. Fascinating. So, at the end of the day, how does all the halacha come down? So, Father has a tough time with this. Says the Mechaber, Ein mistafer me over kol chavu. You're not allowed to go to your goy. Ela b'malkam shir mitzurim b'nei adam, once it's public, o mosa over kol chavu medama shir ozi tol adam chashim. Or the goy thinks you're someone important. Like we said, if you think you're someone important, he won't touch you. Says the Ramah, v'yesh machmirim shalol listafer with a razor. Imlo shir b'mayra. Unless you have a razor. Unless you have a mirror. Then the Ramah says, v'nagu l'hakal kisvar v'shana. But we're all makel today. Okay? Next. This is, asur l'ish l'hitakal b'mayra. You're not allowed to look in a mirror. Why? Bishom lo yilbash gever. Because it's the isur of yilbash gever. Ela im kein mishum refuah. Kegon. Choshesh be'enav, osha mitzafer atzmo, o mitzafer min over kochavim, b'no l'veino, took a haircut by a guy, tzachan tzavashim, he gave a mirror over there, k'day liras adam chashav mutu liras mar. But if you're going to be in the Senate, then you're allowed to get with a mirror. That's all the machaber. That's the Ramah. By the way, Tosfos, we had that kasha, the Gemara in Shabbat, said that now to look in the mirror on Shabbat, maybe you'll pull hair out. So how did Tosfos answer this, which is mashma during the week of mutter? Tosfos, no, that's talking about a woman. Others give different. Others say, I'm not talking about a woman. It's talking about that's the derech of men. And that's how men are. Men look in the mirror too. The only woman thing. No men. Men don't wear stockings. But some men look in the mirror. That's the Ramah. The Yesh Omer. Ha, the author liras b'mare. When he now look in the mirror. Hainu dafka b'makom she'ein derech liras mare. Nobody does that. Rak, nashim. Only women. But if that's the custom, men look in the mirror. Mutter, that's mutter. But feel the makom shenagul lahachmir. And if you want to be machmir, imosi lerefuah shayenav. You want to look in your eye. Oh, shalosel lahatir chachamim mifunav. Oh, notos mirosho. Got some feathers got in your head. Sorry, it's all mutter. Bechein nohadu. That's how we practice. So there are some people that different chayim of time. Very against looking at mirrors. He even has a whole tshuva, tefillin, and people want to look in the mirror. Won't look at my tefillin, right? So he calls it a mitzvah buris, because he says, the Gemara says you have plates on your head two pairs of tefillin. So you're nervous in the centimeter off. Problem with that. Even if it's off, you can put two tefillin there. So he, as a matter of fact, I thought that when it says it's based on the head two tefillin, it means the front and back. Not side by side. Matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, there was a picture in the Hamadiyah of some guy wearing two pairs of tefillin. They were front and back. You know? But anyway, he was very, very charif about it. He was very against mirrors. And the story in the back of the Masechta that the Chazon Ish, he never looked at it. He didn't even know what he looked like. He didn't even know what he looked like because he never saw himself in the mirror. He never looked in the mirror. Amazing story. Amazing. Can't even balance it. You know? Different society. Okay. What? We made ourselves look pretty, yeah. What? Why do you say that? Maybe everybody helps sing hello to our mom. Vod gochav ha-mestaper mi-Yisrael kivet shigil l'bruth al-shomer n'tiyado. So the next thing was that when a barber, a Jewish barber, is cutting the hair of a guy, he can't cut that fancy haircut. The comma, how much does that stop him from it? What's the cutoff? It's Amr of Malkiah, Amr of Adabarava, Shoshas Bar Tachal Ruach Ruach. three fingers breadth already is once he's within three fingers breadth of the haircut, his fancy hairstyle, he has to stop. Now, now we're going to tangent for a minute. There are two people. There's Rav Malkia and Rav Malkio. So they sound very similar. Says the Gemara, Amar Avun Chani Nebreid Ravika, Shpud, the halacha of a Shpud is a spit, that somehow a spit, you let a roast in them, right? But then the spit is disgusting, nobody really touches that, that becomes Mukta, or Shvachos, or the din, that even if you're a very fancy girl, and you come to a marriage with 100 servants, they have a lot of Shvachos, the husband can still require the wife to do something herself. Why? Because idleness leads to Hunazla. Right, so she asked herself to do anything, have more than me. You got to do something. And the last one was gumos, that if there's a girl, when a girl has stay sire, she becomes an adult, and she's 12 years old. But what if there's no hair? If there's a guma, there's an opening of a womb. That's good enough. You say the hair fell out. So those three halachos was of Malkio. That's of Malkio. Blurit, the halacha we just said about the haircut. Afer makla, that's some kind of afer. Ash that you shouldn't put on your body because it looks like a tattoo, it's so hot. And the third was gvina, cheese, which we're going to get to later in the week. All the issues of cheese, goyish cheese. That's of Malkiya. That's a different person. Don't mix them up. Amar Papa, Masnisa, Umasnisa, Rav Malkiya. If it's a memra discussing a brisa or a tosefta or Mishnah, that's of Malkiya. Shmaisa, stam, talk of a mora, that's of Malkiya. B'simana, Masnisan, Malkisa. The simon is, the Mishnah is Malkisa, which is a feminine word, which is similar to Rav Malki Yah. Mai Benayu, what's the difference of these two Pshatim? Iki Benayu Shvachos. The difference is Shvachos. Why? Because Shvachos was said in a Tana, but so according to Rav Papa, it's Rav Malki Yah, but, right? But according to Rav Chanina, it was Rav Malkiya. Okay. Fine. Very good. Okay. What time is it? Okay. Next Mishnah. Eil Devarim Shel Ovde Kochavim. Eil Devarim Shel Ovde Kochavim Asurin V'Isurin Isher Hana. These are the following items that are related to idol worship that are Asur. And the Asur Bahana. Why is it say such a funny way like that? That's it. The following items are Asur Bahana. The Asur and the Asur Bahana. What are they? Yayin, wine, chomet, vinegar, shalov de kachav, avov de kachav. Look at Rashi. Top Rashi. Biyad ov de kachav. We're talking about who is the one? Or the God. What if a guy bought vinegar from a Jew? Right? That's not Asr Hana. Why not? The time of the Asr Hana Bisham the Dilma Naskehu. Because the reason why it's Asr Hana is because they're going to pour the wine for their idol worship. The Chomet Loma Naskeh. Nobody pours vinegar. So why is vinegar Asr Hana? We're going to see, because we don't know when it turns into vinegar. So, we don't know. You'll see in a few minutes. Okay? The cheres hadraini, certain kind of utensil that absorbed wine, so the wine's always in there. Right? The oros lebubin, and the skin of next to the heart of an animal, which they use for some kind of ritual. If the incision is circular, then usher. Why? They use it for a ritual. But for mashuch, if it's a longer kind of incision, mutter. It's mutter. Why? Because it wasn't done for a idol worship. Basar nechnas lavodes kochavim, meat that was taken into the temple, mutter. That's mutter. Why? They didn't do anything with it yet. Bayote, on the way out, that's usher. B'neishu b'divchei meitim. It's divchei meitim. Div Rabbi Akiva. That's the words of Rabbi Akiva. Halchin letarfos. If somebody is going to a idol worship place, asher lates v'lates yimayim. You can't do business with them. But on the return trip, mutarin, it's mutar. Okay? Next. Nodos of the Kochavim, the flasks of idol worship, of Goyim, the Kankehen and their bottle, the Yayin Shel Yisrael, Koneit Behen, and Jewish wine is in there, Asurin, it's Asur, the Asurin Isur Hana. And it's also Asur Hana. Divrei Rameir. That's Rameir's pshat. The Chacham Omrim, Ein Isurin Isur Hana. Not Asur Bahana. Why not? Why not? Didn't we just say wine is Asur Bahana? Why isn't it Asur Bahana? Right? Why? So the Ran says, because it's only Bolea. There's no wine here. It's absorbed into the skin. So the Cheshek Shlomo explained, we don't have to make more there than we already have. Right? So if it's absorbed wine, bottle, all these reasons, we don't have to make a new gzeirus. Only real wine. Other things are not. Achartanin, the peel, Ba'azogin, the seed, Shlomo de Kochavim, of Goyim, Isurin, Visurin, Isurin, against us, Renal. Divra Mer, Chom Omrim, Lachin, Isurin, if it's wet, it's Asur, Yvashim, it's if it's dry, it's Mutter. Hamurius, what's Murius? Murius is some kind of oil, fish oil, some fish fat, right? Where am I? The Gvinas based Unaiki and the cheese from based Unaiki, Shalov de Kochavim of Goyim, Asurin, the Isurin Itzurana, Divra Be'er Bechamon, in Isurin Itzurana, not a Savana, doesn't eat. Amr Yehuda, Shalav Rishmal Zeb Yoshua. Rishmael asked Rabbi Yeshua, "Kishahayu mahalchin baderech when they were walking." Amalo, "Zeh ma asu gvi and zoltik achavim? How do you can't eat cheese from a guy? Why is cheese of a guy asur?" Amalo, "But neishamid and also bekeva shal nevela, because they cook it in the same pot they cook the veil." Amalo, "Below kevas ola chamur mikevas nevela, but the keva of an ola of a carbon is more machmir than the keva of a nevela." And Amru, we said, Kohen Jedaito Yafa. If a Kohen has the gut, Sorfachaya, he's allowed to eat that. The keva, what comes out of that part of the animal. Why? Because it's not considered part of the animal. It's refuse. You want to eat that? You can eat it. Velohodulo. Nobody agreed with that. Aval Amru, Einanin, you're not allowed to have an offer made, but Velo Moalin, you don't get meal if you do. In other words, that can't be the reason. Amalo, you're right. Because they cook it together with Avodah Zarah. They cook the cheese, they make the cheese together with Avodah Zarah. Amrulo, Im Kain, Lo Asur Bahana. Why is it Asur Bahana? Cheese of the good is not Asur Bahana. Even today. Why not? So, Kisiyu L'davar Achir. He changed the topic. The Gemara didn't say later. I didn't want to tell him the reason. Because this is a very, very new zero. They just made this zero about cheese of a goy. They didn't want people coming up with all these reasons why it's not a zero. We don't have to hold from it. That was the reason. I have a different cheshbon. They didn't tell anyone the reason. Years later, we'll tell you the reason. Right now, we don't want to tell anyone the reason. Only tell people the reason, right? They have all the reason. So you don't want to tell them the reason. What? It's amazing. They know people. I'm not telling you the reason. The Chum had a thousand reasons why they made the zero. You want to know? Whatever I tell you, you're going to have an answer for me. I'm not telling you a reason. So he switched the topic. He says, Amalo, Yishmal, Heichat Zekorah. How do you read the following pasuk? Kitovim dodecha miyoyim. In Kitovim dodoyich, or Kitovim dodecha, or Kitovim dodoyich. Meaning, is Hashem talking to Klai Yisrael, or is Klai Yisrael talking to Hashem? Amalo, Enadav Arkein. Amalo, Kitovim dodecha. Amalo, Enadav Arkein. It's not true. Sharei Chaveiro, Malamidlov. The next pasuk says, Vareach Shemanecha Tovim. So you can't say it's Moshe Nekeva. So it must be Roshan Zohar, meaning you Bnei Yisrael are talking Kaviyachot Hashem. Okay. Yayin Minola. How do you know that wine is Asher Vahana? Yayin Netzach is Asher Vahana. How do you know that? Look at the top Tosfos. Kema. Like a Bnei Minola. What kind of question is that? How do you know Yayin Netzach is Asher Vahana? Hamasnit and Mayri, B'stam Yena. We're talking about the Stam wine. We didn't mention one word about Avodah Zarah. All we said was the wine of a goy. We didn't say anything about Avodah Zarah. Why is Stam wine usher? It's a gzeira. The gzeira is a rabbanon he. Shagazir al yena misham b'noseyin. Don't drink the wine of goy. Don't hang out with their daughters. How do you know? We know like it's a pasuk. But not a pasuk. It's a, what do you call it?
It's a gzeira. We don't want people hanging out with goyim. So don't drink. In those days, wine was like water. That was the drink. Everyone drank wine. The Yeshlomar, it's a toast like this. Behold, you could spend a month on this toast. The Vada Iker Gzeira to Stam Yenam Mishum Ben Oseya.
Really, the reason why they offered Stam Yenam was you shouldn't hang out with goyim.
Mihu, Lohira Osun Osu Bahanam Mitamze.
But you have to make Asher Bahanam. That's a little bit harsh. You can't even be a wine salesman because you're going to hang out with them. That's my business.
Midi Dahabi Apitam Vishmanam.
That's not different than the bread and the oil. Why can't you hang out? Why can't you have bread of a goy? Same thing. Bread is a staff of life. Don't hang out with goy. Don't sell bread of a goy. Not Asabanah. So that was the Gemara's question. Why is wine Asabanah?
Ella, Abdurabban, Kayayi Netzach, Gomor,
they treated all wine like Yayi Netzach. This is so similar, they offered all wine. Even though really the reason why Stam Yayin is not Asa Minotaur. Stam Yayinam is not Asa Minotaur. It's a Gdeir. Why they offer Bahanah? Because it's the same thing as Stam Yayin, as Yayin Esa.
But Yayin Esa, Shal Talmud Minola,
and the Gemara wants to know, how do you know that?
The Yim Tomar, the Yayin Shinestaseich.
Now wait a minute, says Tosas. What do we need a puppet for? Tell me, the Yayin Netzach is awesome. Isn't Yayin Netzach called Avodah Zarah? Isn't Yayin Netzach Avodah Zarah? And it's a separate pasuk for wine, and it's a separate pasuk for wine, and it's a separate pasuk for a wafer, and it's a separate pasuk for everything? But wine different.
So it says to us, yes. Yayin Netzach Lomali Krah. Me Nafik Miklal Shal Deba?
Is wine different than any other sacrifice? What's the difference?
The Yesh Lomar says, yes. And a Chanami, yes. Because Vicha v'Nitzach, Shnei Yonamim.
Two separate things?
Two separate things. Yeah.
Oh, so that's what... No, so why do we ask for Gahanah? Why is one ask for Gahanah? It should be asked for the Jirin. It should be asked for the Jirin.
Right, so Tosa doesn't say that answer. Tosa says, right. 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 I hear you. So the Gemara, Amar Rabba Rachana, Amar Rabba Rachana, Amar Rabba Rachana, Asher Chele, Asher Chalev, Zivchema Yochelo, Yishtu Yayim, what?
Right, exactly. Only one. No such thing as alcohol, nachri. No such thing. Why? Because nobody ever sacrificed schnapps onto an idol. No one ever did that. Two separate things. Anything that has to do with Avodah Zarah is awesome. Happens to be, wine was one of those things they would always, that's awesome. Then the Chum came along and they asked all wine. They asked all wine. You can't drink wine of a goy at all. Today, nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Why? We don't want you hanging out with goyim. How do you hang out with goyim? With wine. Right? Especially in those days. So the gzera was, you can't hang out with goyim. The Gemara is asking, why is Asa Bahanah? The Gemara says, why are we taking that extra step? Let's talk to the flame over. So the Gemara answers, the Tosas explains, because since Yayin Netzach is Asur, and you might get confused, they're asking everything Bahanah. All wine is Asa Bahanah. But the reason why Stam wine, my neighbor's couldn't care less about Avodah Zarah. He's not interested. He has wine in his fridge. Like, you have everything in your fridge. He has wine, he has soda, he has schnapps. Can you drink that wine? No. Why? We don't want you hanging around going, why only wine? Because in those days, wine was the only drink that people drank. We're going to get the cheese and everything else later in the week. We'll get to it later in the week. Okay? Stam Yena means it's wine. Yayin Netzach is real Avodah Zarah wine. Right, exactly. What they really mean is Stam Yena. So when you walk into a liquor store and you see all this non-code, it's Stam Yena. It's not Avodah Zarah wine. Yeah, maybe the guy in front of your line is a priest. That could be. That's just potluck. That's just potluck. Most goyim, it's not shayach today. What is it? It's Stam Yena. Is it also? Absolutely. Why? Because we don't want to hang around with goyim. That's why it's awesome. Okay? Make sense? Now, Amar Abba, okay, so Asher Chalav Zevchemo Yochel Yishnu Yayin Mitzichem Ma Zevach Asher Bahana, just like a sacrifice is Asher Av Yayin Nami Asher Bahana. Zevach Kufu Manolam, how do you know it's Zevach is Asher Bahana? How do you know that? The Siv, it says, Vayitzmudu Lebal Bar, they attach themselves to Bar Bar, Vayochel Zivchem Mitzim. Ma Meis Asher Bahana, Av Zevach Nami Asher Bahana. Who Meis Kufu, how do you know Meis Asher Bahana? Isya Sham Sham Egla Rufa, Siv Hachava Tamash Sham Miriam. Miriam died. So, in Egla Rufa's Asher Bahana, so too, what do you call it? So too, no. So too, a mace Asher Bahana. Ma lahal an Asher Bahana, after an Asher Bahana. Asher Bahana, how do you know Egla Rufa's Asher Bahana? Amar debay Rav Yanai, kapara ksiv ba kikajim. Because the Egla Rufa gives you a kapara, so it's like kajim, and therefore it's Asher Bahana. Okay? Now, we said, if vinegar that was once upon a time wine, that's also Asher Bahana. Says the Gemara, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Mishum de achmitz pakele isure? What, because now that it turns to vinegar, the isur went away? It was always wine, it was Asher. But they were going to use it. That's what the Gemara is saying. But now it's mutter. Amar Ashi, no. Haslash meinan. Chomet shalanu biyad ovik ochaver. It's our vinegar, but they have it. Ain't sarah chosim but so chosim. You don't need a double seal. Imishum in tsuche. If it's because we're afraid they're going to pour it, low in tsuche, not going to do it. Why? It's a bazillion. Nobody pours vinegar. Junk. Imishum achlupe. What are you afraid of? They're going to switch it. Given the ikas chosim low tarach from a diet. They're not going to be bothered. They're going to have to forge two seals. So much work. It's not worth it. Okay? They're not going to bother. Look at Tosfos. Last Tosfos. Mikan hayinira lahata choma shalonu b'maga obikachav. Here Tosfos says, there's no problem if a goy touches vinegar. Why? V'gam rabbeinu m'shalom hitira. Rabbeinu m'shalom also says mutter. Why? Why not? They're not going to, vinegar is never poured on. So therefore, I don't care if a goy touches it. Right? Touching it's a separate problem now. Now we have a problem that maybe the guy, by touching it, turns it into the Ayin Esser. Can't wait to take the wine and turn it into the Ayin Esser. Can't wait. He touched it. Once he touched it, he made it a Avodah Zarah. That's how we get. Tomorrow we're going to get the Ayin Mavosha. Okay? That's tomorrow's that. So it says tough. What's wrong with vinegar? Comes along Rabbeinu Tam. Hikbit Allah. Amar ki ain unabikiyim betiv chomet. Nobody knows when it changes over. Yesh koronos achomet, yesh koronos yayin. Some call it wine. Some say, this is not wine anymore, this is vinegar. I say, what are you talking about? Don't be such a fine schmecker. It's still wine. It's still good. It's still good. It's no problem. But mocher et asfina, we have a machlokas about this. It smells like wine, tastes like vinegar, smells like vinegar, tastes like wine. When does it switch? Since we've been in time, nobody knows. Since we've been in time, therefore we have to be machlokas. Which, by the way, that's not brought down the halacha. The Radvaz has a chumrah like this tosfos to hold from. I don't think anyone holds from this. Vinegar. What? So that's wine still. That's the problem. That's wine still. That has to have a hefsher, right? That but you walk into the store and buy vinegar. Maybe we are closer for the tosfos. What? Right. Because maybe that's for wine. Right, interesting. Okay. Right. Now we'll just do a little bit more and then we'll stop. We're not gonna talk about anything anymore. We'll just stop. Amar Rebbe Eloy Shaninu. Yayin Mivushal Shalov de Kochavim, cooked wine of a goy, Shahaya Mitchiloso Yayin, but originally it was wine. It was wine, a Vodazora wine, and he cooked it. Asr. That's still asr. Same thing, pshita. Oh, b'shem de'iv shal pakele yitzura. Oh, because you cooked it, the yitzur went away? Amar Rav Ashi. Amar Rav same answer. Yayin b'bushal shalonu, it's our wine. V'yadav de'kachavim, ein tzarech chosim b'tzarech chosim. You don't need a double seal. Im yishom ansuche, if it's because we're afraid of, ansuche is, they're going to pour it, lo menaste. Nobody poured yayin b'bushal. That's going to be the root of the hetzer. Nobody did that. What? inferior, right. It was considered inferior. Be'imishum ichlutei. What, you're afraid you're going to switch it to different wine? Kiven de ikka choson echa lo tarach v'dayim. They're not going to bother. It's the benefit's so small. It's this one for the better one. The other wine, it's such a tumult to switch the seal. No one's going to bother. Therefore, that was the chiddush. Okay, so we'll stop here and see how much we can come tomorrow. All right? Everyone have a very good night. Yeah.